Well, good morning and welcome back to the God School. We have been teaching through the book of Galatians. I haven't kept count. I don't know whether this is 5 or 6 or 7 messages that we have spent on Paul's epistle to the Galatians. It's important for the listeners to understand that this was the first letter to the churches in Paul's day. And being the first carried great importance. Great importance in its message. Great importance in understanding its message. And because we have spent these weeks on it, I want to go back just for a moment or two and review how Paul opens this letter, not only to the churches at Galatia, but the churches today. And he says, Paul, an apostle, a sent one, not of man, neither by man, but to continue the thought, a sent one by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Paul, if priority is given in preference of presentation, Paul speaks of the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ unto the churches. Now, today's message is not on the resurrection. You can look in the archives and see the several messages over the years that have been delivered about the evidence, the facts of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who the entire New Testament testifies, whom God has raised up. And here again is a testimony. So Paul gives preeminence in our Christian faith to the resurrection. And then he goes on to say, here's the first message: grace, unmerited favor, and peace, cessation of againstness from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking to individuals today who are walking in the faith, and I want to try, and it is my job, to encourage you. Look, Paul says, unmerited favor and peace, cessation of againstness from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, at the end of the day, who else matters? It's not man that called you. It is God, and He did that from the foundations of the world. And His message to us is unmerited favor, and I'm not against you. When Martin Luther, who is credited as the founder or father of the Reformation, taught both in 1519 and 1535 through verse by verse through this book of Galatians, he said, I'm married to the book of Galatians and created a huge uproar to the extent that they came to him one day and they said to him, Martin, the whole world's against you. And his response was, go tell the whole world I'm against them. And cessation of againstness from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God in Christ has reconciled us unto Himself. He goes on speaking of Jesus Christ, who said he, or of Christ, he says, who, excuse me,